Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of reality TV dating shows, The Bachelorette is coming soon. Mm-hmm. We are currently in the middle of our weekly general interest slash geopolitics by Patreon show, More of M&AB. We're about to do a lengthy Bachelorette segment, so we might put this on the Roastcast feed as well, just a segment.
Cross promotion.
And we have a Father's Day ad
running. We have an
right
ad
now
that needs to run.
We want people to hear that. Okay. So I'm also gonna force a break into this 10-minute segment as well. But the Bachelorette cast has been revealed. My understanding is that we're going to draft these guys based on their bios and headshots. Is that correct, AB?
That's exactly right. Knowing nothing about them other than what ABC has provided us. We're gonna draft them. I would like to do it the same way we did our challenge thing a while back on the Patreon.
Which we recap the challenge and here, Big Brother, Survivor as well.
Yes, we do. For the patrons, you can vote on our Patreon site.
AB, the cross-promotion king.
You see this room? You see what I'm doing here?
You see what I'm doing?
Yeah, for the patrons, there will be a poll up. You can vote for Rim or AB on which
our
team
rosters
you'd like to. The roster, and we will do a point system based on how far they make it, right?
I think we should do straight, simple,
one, two,
rows.
Four.
Yes, yeah. Bracket.
Double the points.
Yes.
It's not a bracket, but you get points like a bracket. So if you make if you get a rose the first week, you get a point for everyone. We'll have teams of like 16 because there's 31 or 30. I can't remember how many people there are, but we'll have these huge teams. And then for each person that makes it for a rose, you get a point for that first week, 2 points for the second week. Is that right?
Yes. And we're not, you're right. It's not a bracket. We're not predicting how far each contestant goes. We're just picking two rosters and the rosters.
We have
that,
no
the
idea
roster
about
that cruise. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so
but I'm saying like I'm not choosing so-and-so to be my final four.
We're just choosing 15 people or whatever the number ends up being. And then whoever's team has the most points, the patrons that select that team will get a t-shirt or something.
Well, one person will get a t-shirt. We're not giving out 100.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. One person from that team will be randomly selected and receive a t-shirt.
Yes. Patreon.com/RimAndAB. Yes. Welcome to the Roastcast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. I'll give you the first pick, AV. Presumably you have
a big board.
Yeah, big board.
I have a big board.
War room
sure.
The whole
yeah, I have a big
okay.
board.
Rim Kuiper Jr.
My first pick? Avon. 28, sales executive, mixed. Okay.
Is this the guy whose life is fueled by passion?
His life is fueled by passion, whether he's slaying the sales game at work or hooping on the weekend. Avon puts his heart into everything he does. The fact that he had hooping in there is why I'm picking him number one. That's the only reason. Now, I will say, in his fun facts, he only allows himself to eat out once a week. I don't like that energy. Okay.
Sounds like a frugal, responsible...
I don't love that, but that takes some willpower. So Aven's my number one pick.
Okay. And we're snaking it.
Yes. For no reason, really, to snake, but we can.
There's a reason. Why wouldn't we snake it?
We don't know anything about any of these people. It doesn't matter who's picked. This is completely random.
That's true. All right. I'm going to go with Jordan V, the 27-year-old drag racer from Georgia.
Okay.
Need for Speed.
I can't believe you picked him number one. What does drag racer mean?
I'm throwing a... You know what drag racing is? And you're going head-to-head against somebody else.
Yeah, I get it. But isn't that illegal? Is he just an illegal drag racer? Is that his occupation?
There's legal...
an F1 racer? What does he do?
No.
Who is this guy?
There's drag racing. There's real drag... Pro drag racing. Go to the track.
Just a little...
Pro drag racing. Yeah, NHRA.
So he's that.
Yes.
Okay.
I would guess. I don't know. I just clicked on his tab.
This man has a need for speed. He goes from 0 to 337 mile per hour in less than 4 seconds.
These drag races are very short, AB.
I understand what drag racing is. I'm not familiar with a pro drag racing league. What I'm familiar with is Fast and the Furious.
No.
That type of drag racing.
Keep in mind, we have two bachelorettes here, and I'm not.
Well, we don't know how that's going to work yet.
I
don't know anything.
Rachel will like, you know, this guy.
No, I didn't do any of that. This is just based on me. This is guys that I, this is guys I like.
Okay. Nope, snake. Here comes rim number two. Where'd he go?
Start your engine with Jordan V. That's how it is. You know he's going to be a while. If the occupation like that usually will be there for a while.
I'm going with Nate, 33, electrical engineer.
Interesting hair.
Well, it's Killmonger.
Yeah, he's got
that
Killmonger
is Killmonger's hair. Hairstyle.
He's got Killmonger's
Black
hair.
Panther. Yeah. Okay, your pick.
Nate doesn't do mosh pits. I'm just going to give you a couple fun facts from them.
Please do, because I'm not even really reading these. If
Nate doesn't do fun or mosh pits. Neither do I, Nate. Okay? Let's see. Those guys were way down on my draft board, to be honest with you.
Well, your draft board doesn't matter.
To be honest with you.
my next pick. We're here to do the Father's Day ads.
my next pick? John. 26, English teacher. He's got a face that is inviting to me in an occupation that I like. Okay. A sweet. And here's what they listed on the biography room.
That's an inviting face
right there. Number one.
And he's a teacher too.
Then they say John is a sweet and genuine man. He's getting the ABC push as the sweet, genuine guy. He might not win the season, but he'll be there for a while and he'll get his heart broken.
Well, you know who this guy is?
Because he's a little too sweet.
He's Michael.
Exactly.
Season.
Yeah. Exactly. Now he is younger, but that's the role I want him to slide into as my number two pick. Okay.
Young Michael is who you want. That's like getting young Michael. LeBron comparison.
That's who this guy reminds me of. My next pick. Mario Rim. This guy.
Why are you saying it like it's a surprise? I don't even know who Mario is.
Mario Rim.
I took Mario. Yeah, I don't know.
Mario likes to end his day by listening to 90s R&B. Okay?
Wow.
Okay? There's another. Oh, don't we all?
End of the road. Water runs dry.
Absolutely. That's the only reason he's my number one. I also like his look. It's kind of fun.
I can't find Mario.
Are you on the ABC site?
Yeah, I don't think I opened his tab. Oh, there he is. Mario. But
He's ready to be from a 90s
R&B band now that I'm looking at him.
He's
Tetra
ready.
Superstar.
Yeah. He's ready to be Mario. Vulnerable, settle down, and start a family of future basketball players. He likes to hoop. Okay? Mario, my guy.
That's the pick. I'd say that's the pick of the draft so far.
Yeah. I like that guy. I hate your picks. I love mine.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. No argument here.
You picked a guy because he had Killmonger's hair. That's the only reason.
It was also a time thing. I didn't want to have too much dead air between picks. I was just, I'm just here to keep it moving.
Yes. Okay, keep it moving.
Ryan, 36, investment director from Boston. He just looks like a guy who's.
Ryan looks like Clayton.
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah.
He looks like Clayton. He's got the same shape of head as Clayton, is what I noted. He's the oldest guy, maybe the oldest guy here.
That was my thing.
He's 36.
He's going to stick around maybe for that reason. I don't know.
Ryan, I think, is going to be the guy that this is, he's going to, it's going to be portrayed as his last chance at love. Okay. That's what they're going to say about Ryan. So that's a good pick. He was high on my board. He's high on my board. What do you got?
Ethan, 27, from New York.
Fun facts. Watching Entourage cheers Ethan up when he is down. I don't like that.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate that.
In fact, I got to start reading these bios.
You got to read the bios. He loves his life in New York City, but is at the point in his life where going out until 4 a.m. is of no interest. 4 a.m.?
When should it have been?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Ethan? 4 a.m.?
Wow, he's really grown up. He's going home at 2.
He heads home at bar
closed.
Starting
to worry about my team. I'm really starting to worry about my picks.
He's really grown up. He heads home at 2:30 now.
He's ready to settle down.
4 a.m.?
What are you doing, Ethan? All right.
Terrible pick. Another terrible pick.
God, I'm in trouble.
I'm just going down my draft board. You haven't picked anyone in my top five yet, so I'm just going right down. It's no problem. What's going on here?
I'm literally throwing darts at the wall here.
You're going to love this guy's pick. Matt, 25, shipping executive from San Diego. This guy, look at that smile. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's a
successful
cool jacket too.
Young man who owns his own business and has prioritized work over his romantic relationships in the past.
But now he's built an empire? Am I saying that correctly? He's got an empire?
You're reading that correctly, Rim. Now that Matt has built his empire, he's ready to find a woman to share it with. That's a story. Okay? Matt dreams of buying his mom a home wherever she wants. Oh my goodness. Matt's a dreamboat.
I'd like to... I'm going to inquire the SEC about this empire. It doesn't sound on the up and up.
Next up. Next on my draft board, just going straight down the list. Zach. I like this guy's look, Rim. He's got a cool look.
It's a classic bachelorette look.
Classic bachelorette look.
I've seen this guy a million
classic.
Times.
Classic. We've seen a guy like... I generally do not like people named Zach. Okay? That's
wow, hot take. No offense to any listeners named Zach.
That's just something... Hey, that's something... I live by. Okay. But I make an exception here. He looks like a nice guy, and he looks like loads of other bachelor people that have had success on this show.
Oh, geez. I'm in trouble.
Good pick.
Good pick. All right. I'm going with Michael, 32. I'm going with, I think I'm just going for vets. I'm going with age. The young one's going to get risky. Michael, 32, pharmaceutical salesman.
Says that parents love him. He's a bad cook. And
I'm going
he loves
by clothes.
Harry Potter.
I'm going by outfits, actually.
Yeah.
I wish I had the
that's
full
a good color on him.
Top to bottom.
It's
yeah,
like
that's
a
good color.
It's like a, I don't even know what that is.
That's a fall brown.
That's a
I'd
fall.
Say.
Yeah, fall gold. That's like a.
It's a coffee with a lot of cream in it.
That is. Of a that is a changed leaf. That's the only time I've ever seen that color.
Michael loves Harry Potter and wants to visit Wizarding World. I wonder if he could do that with Gabby or Rachel. Story writes itself.
I bet Gabby's into Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I say that pretty confidently.
I think we can all agree.
Okay. I say that very confidently. Who's your next?
Hayden. I want to reiterate that I'm just clicking around on these tabs. I've got all the tabs open. If I see somebody that I just click, it might as well be random.
This is what happens when you draft without the research. You get a bad
team.
It's
like in the office pool, somebody picks the teams based on colors and they win the league.
That's true. I mean, it's all random. So
Hayden, 29, leisure executive.
I don't know what that means.
Guy knows how to have a good time. And I like his shirt.
Hayden loves country music and would thrive at Stagecoach, he says. I don't agree based on his... I don't know.
I don't think... Yeah, you look like you run Stagecoach. You look like a marketing director for Stagecoach.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like he does the brand partnerships for Stagecoach.
I strongly disagree with you, Hayden. I think you'd be eaten alive at Stagecoach, in fact.
Yeah. Hayden's trying to tell us what he thinks we want to hear.
All right, okay, AB. Another bad pick for Rim.
Okay.
Let's see here.
I have someone who's definitely last on my
board.
Did you
take Quincy?
I think you probably do too. No.
I'm going to go with Quincy.
Quincy Isaiah.
Quincy.
Quincy is a show.
Quincy is a life coach. Energy is unmatched. Are you keeping track? We should keep track. If we were picking.
Of course I'm keeping track. Okay. Yeah, I got the
Quincy,
whole board here.
Energy is unmatched. This is the energy guy, Rim. Okay?
Who would you compare him to?
Rodney, obviously. Look at him. Kind of looks like Rodney.
I was going more for personality, energy-wise, but you're right.
Yeah, Rodney had the personality, too. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, next pick.
Tino, Rim. This guy's interesting. General
Tino.
Contactor seems like a free spirit. Gives me kind of... He talks,
what did Tino do in Anchorman?
Tino. this guy, you know, he's just going to be traveling. So he might be a character on this show at some point.
Tino says 90% of what he eats is meat. Tino.
I didn't love that. Yeah.
I want to get that checked out. Okay. Tyler, because he looks like someone who would perform at the end of a one-on-one date. Hold you close to me.
Tyler was on my big board.
Where?
But you, that was the next pick on my big board. You finally entered.
Oh, I took the best available.
You finally took someone I would take. Yes.
Justin Y. Take it back. I take it back. I just saw his. It says he's the other twin. Don't
you don't want that, Rip.
I don't want that yet. We're not in the later rounds where you do gimmick occupations. Justin B., physical therapist.
That guy looks boring. That's my note.
All right, no.
You took him. Justin B., physical therapist. Looks boring. Although he says dreams of traveling the U.S. in a van. Maybe some Dean vibes there, Rim. Maybe something Dean. This guy's not as cool as Dean. I can tell you that right off the bat.
People look different at the beginning of their bachelor journey, in Bachelor Nation, than they do at the end. Dean, unrecognizable compared to his headshot. Maybe this guy will buzz his head and get in the van. Who knows? Justin B.
I'm taking Joey, twin, and Justin Y., other twin.
Oh, there's a twin here. Okay.
There's twins. There's a twins. There's the twin, and then there's other twin. Now, I almost didn't take Justin Y. because the fact that they say other twin makes me think he's the loser, because eventually they're going to go head-to-head. Joey and Justin are going to go head-to-head on a two-on-one, and one of them's going home. You can't have two
That's
twins there.
That's actually genius.
You can't have two twins there. You can't, like, go deep into the process with Justin and Joey fighting over
brothers.
Well,
there's brothers. Two bachelorettes.
Wow. That might just be...
That changed everything. That might just be a good pick.
That's
then. Maybe
good.
They both go far.
I think they're both... Okay. I have
I
Joey high.
Just got better.
I had Joey high anyway. Kind of looks like Pete Davidson a little bit.
Well, he's going to be, Jersey Shore situation.
When he's not out looking for love, he loves to hit the clubs in NYC. I don't love that.
Good picks. I'm going with Brendan, 23, or Brandon, excuse me. Oh, here we go again with Brendan and Brandon's. I'm going with Brandon, 23, as like an upside play. That's a pick. You take the kid and you have no NBA draft. You're not going to call him up to the, he's going to the G League. Or, he goes to Europe for a year. You just have his rights.
Right?
Yeah, you just have his rights for a while. He's not going to start right away for you, but he could turn into Giannis, for
example. He's 23, but he looks older because of that mustache.
Well, mustaches will do that to you.
I had to scroll way down to get to him. I'll say that.
I'll say this. I don't care about your big board.
I had to scroll down.
I tell you what, Rip. Another bad pick from Rip.
Another bad one.
Johnny, 25. That's a look. That's a single coming out pose. New single coming out pose. All right, we need to take a quick break, AB. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
I feel like Johnny's gone. Never mind. I found
no.
him.
No.
You're good.
All right, quick break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. Your pick, AB.
Your pick, AB.
I don't know how to do this. Your pick.
I got James. Meatball Enthusiast is his name. There's going to be something there, right? They call him a Meatball Enthusiast.
Well, 25. There's a night going home on night one something. He's probably going to show up in a meatball costume.
James is a charmer with dimples. He does have great dimples, Rim. Undeniable dimples.
Listen, if a small physical characteristic is the second thing that's mentioned in your bio,
the first thing was meatball enthusiast.
That's also a good point.
Nothing makes James happier than a plate of piping hot meatballs. James is a huge, this is why I picked him. James is a huge LeBron James fan. Good shit, James.
Wow. Okay, next pick.
Jordan H. Okay, software developer, 25. I think I like this guy. He's an adrenaline junkie. That's all. I think I like his look. He's got a smile.
I'm going with Jason, 30, just solid. Just get your numbers, the occasional double-double. This is not a flashy pick. This is a vet. Udonis Haslam, just hanging around, guidance guy.
He loves to tour historical homes. He hates Coca-Cola, and his favorite pastime.
Well, Pepsi Coke people are, that's like the eternal, favorite, eternal struggle. Yeah.
Favorite pastime is stargazing. Yeah, he's fun. This guy,
ooh,
seems
great. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He seems okay. You got one more.
Logan, 26, videographer. I don't love the jacket.
Who?
Logan. Lifelong crush is Elaine from Seinfeld. Are we looking at a Gabby? No, probably not. I'm not afraid to skinny dip. Good for you, I suppose.
Loves corn dogs. I don't like this guy's jacket either.
No, the jacket's tough.
It's really tough to get by.
Everybody's wearing, like, you know, neutral, non-noticeable tops. Logan's wearing a pretty ugly suede mustard jacket.
I hate it. Yeah, I hate it.
That's tough.
Is it me?
Yep.
Kirk, college football
coach.
He was
next. He was
in
next.
Lubbock, Rim. Okay.
Mahomes.
Is that Texas Tech? That Lubbock?
Yes.
So I wonder what he is. He must be an assistant there or something? Or maybe they might just be tricking us.
There's other teams.
Well, he said college football coach.
Oh,
is his occupation.
Oh, touchdown. Kirk.
he is ready to go for the W and put a ring on it to start a family of his own. Touchdown. I can picture Kirk
proposing.
No. On
to
his
Rachel.
On his home at his hometown on the football field at Texas Tech. That's all. It's a long shot.
He's definitely going to have, if he makes his hometowns, he's going to have like the coach there or like a, you know, a player.
Patrick Mahomes.
NIL situation. That would be something.
The NIL. Yeah. Good call. Alec, 27, wedding photographer. Sure. I think he's got a cool earring.
He's
maybe?
Coiffed. He's well coiffed.
I think. I can't tell for sure. Once worked as a DJ at a roller rink. That sounds awesome. If Alec could travel back in time, he would go to the 1800s and be an outlaw cowboy. I hated that answer.
Well, that's why we're at the late rounds. I zoomed in on his earring. It is...
Is it an earring? A lightning bolt?
It is a ring, like wedding ring width hoop with a...
Lightning bolt below it?
Lightning bolt dangling.
Okay, that's cool.
Kind of, it looks kind of black diamond type.
Yeah.
It's, definitely something, mystery, it's definitely something Mystery would wear.
Nate had interesting earrings, the winner.
I don't know if they were that interesting.
They weren't that interesting, but yeah.
This is...
Those are out there.
Multiple facets. Okay. My pick? Chris, 30, mentality coach. Not a life coach, a mentality coach. Change your mentality.
Rem, Chris loves mangoes? I've never heard someone say loves all caps mangoes. I've never heard someone... Have you ever met someone that says, I just fucking love mangoes? Ever in your life?
No, but here, you know, I don't think they write these. I think it's a situation where Chris might be a little boring and they're like, do you like any foods? And he's like, yeah, I like mangoes, I guess. And then they put that, oh, this guy can't get enough mangoes.
I just can't envision a question.
In fact,
we're going to
make
question.
Him walk in carrying a mango crate.
I can't envision a question where I would answer mangoes.
Chris has written two books and says he's his own favorite author. I don't love that, Chris. I'm getting Carl vibes. Carl, the motivational speaker.
Yeah, Carl.
A little.
Carl vibes.
That's an ego thing.
Mentality coach. Yep.
I think I have another pick, correct?
Yeah.
It's got to be Jacob. I don't know how he fell this far. Triple H. I'll wait till you find his picture.
Hold up. Triple H. I don't know how he fell that far, too, because he's high up. I think I made a mistake.
He looks tall. Reads a lot of books. He's a national parks guy. I love that. He doesn't eat cake. That cancels it out. But that's pretty good. That's good for a late round
pick. I commented, I need to know more here. I'm intrigued by Jacob.
He looks different.
He does. I think he's got a ponytail that is hidden behind there.
Yeah, John Clayton.
John Clayton style ponytail. I was trying to think of the name of who it was. I was thinking John Clayton, too. He's got a John Clayton ponytail, I think, hiding back there.
I like that. Okay.
How many...
Here's who's left. Eric with an H, Colin, Roby, Spencer, and Termaine.
Can you say those one more time for me?
Eric with an H, Colin with an 1L, Roby, Robbie with 1B, Spencer, and Termaine.
Okay. I'm going with Colin. Because of the outside chance that he could be the old guy on this season. There's going to be some old guy. There's two 36 years old. One of them's going to be there. The other one's not. I don't think it's going to be Colin. I think it's going to be the other guy. The guy that looks like Clayton a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Next pick.
Another guy with absolutely no juice at all. But I'm going to go with Eric.
Spencer. Oh. No offense, Spencer. No offense. Eric with an H, 29.
He has no interest in going to an escape room. That seems weird to me.
I don't bring that up.
Eric likes his wine, both red and white. That's also, this guy doesn't have juice. I don't, we're at the end here. I don't like this pick.
He wants to see the Northern Lights. I like that.
Okay.
My two picks are Spencer, 27, and I'm going to give you Termaine. I will choose it could be Robbie, actually. It's R-O-B-Y. Might be Robbie.
Robbie would be cool.
Even
Roby's
if it
a
is
magician,
Robbie?
Magician, Rim?
And a scuba diver. Ooh, I like Robbie.
I hate magicians.
You're putting your flag in a lot of takes today. here's why I picked those two.
Well, no one came here to see me be moderately like about all these guys.
Yeah, who cares? The reason I will give you Termaine with the last pick is
he's a crypto guy.
Crypto guy.
I hate. Yeah, he's at the bottom.
Yeah, this is going to be
him and
Roby.
I don't know who I would pick. Those are my least magician and crypto guy. Those are two guys I have no interest in.
I'm curious to see.
He
if
looks like
really
a crypto guy.
Thing.
The way he's looking at the camera.
We got an evangelist on our hands.
The way he's looking at that camera tells me he's a crypto guy. He says he loves double dates. He would love to snuggle with a baby cheetah. That'd just be No. And he doesn't
like
sweets.
I don't believe you, actually. Snuggle with a baby cheetah.
Snuggle with
I
a baby cheetah? Why would you want that?
Earlier in this episode, we discussed what we'd do if an orangutan grabbed us.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like the same thing would happen with a baby cheetah.
Termaine, Mr. Irrelevant. Is that what they call it?
Also doesn't like sweets. Yeah, that is the name. Doesn't like sweets. The second a woman says NFT, it's game over. I don't think you'll have to worry about that on this season.
But he's meaning that as a positive.
Yes, I'm saying I don't think he has to worry about either of them talking about NFTs.
Well, he's going to talk about it. He's
whether you like it or not. Yeah, let's run down the teams real quick. AB has Avon, John, Mario, Matt, Zach, Tino, Quincy, Joey, Justin Y, the twins. Great selections pick there. Yeah. James, Jordan H, Kirk, Alec, Colin, Eric, spelled like Von Erichs, and Termaine. Rim has Jordan V, Nate, Ryan, Ethan, Michael, Hayden, Tyler, Justin B, Brendan, Johnny, Jason, Logan, Chris, Jacob, Spencer. I don't like, just name wise.
I don't like your names.
Name.
I just don't like your names. Yeah.
And Roby or Robbie, TBD.
Listen, this doesn't need to be said, I think, but don't look up the answers before you pick what team you're on, folks.
Yes. If you know the,
pick your team before you look up the spoilers. No shame in looking up spoilers. Well, there is shame on this podcast, but don't cheat here.
Yeah, there's definitely shame. Yeah.
Tons of shame. There's tons of shame. We shame misspoke spoiler people all the time. Yeah. That's a good draft. Good draft. I think so too.
Good idea.
I feel good.
Good idea. You should. To reiterate, we get points. You get a point for the first rows, 2 points for the second rows, 4 points for the third rows, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The team with the most points wins. If you selected that team prior to the season, on our patreon.com/RimAnAB in the comments, you will be eligible. You'll be entered to win a t-shirt of some sort, some prizes, stickers too. We'll throw some in there.
A little grab bag, huh?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see who wins. Let's see which of our teams wins. All right. Thanks, Rosecast listeners. We'll talk to you in what, a month?
A month. Yeah. We'll see you in a month.
Right. Cool. Thanks for listening. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.